Yep, to the yep. You already know what time it is. It's your girl POC. We're back live right now on 900 AM WRD 96.1 Word Radio. Every Friday, we bring you a jam-packed show here on Word Radio, Eco Word. And we have an amazing special guest kicking off our show with us this morning. I'm excited. You already know we want you to engage in the conversation. Be a part of everything we got going on here at Eco Word. 215-634-8065. Toll free 1-866-361-0900. And you can always check us out on Word TV. Click the link in the bio to take you directly where you need to be. But this morning, we got an amazing, a special guest, like always. This morning, we'll be speaking with Ali Zaidi from the White House National Climate Advisor, who's actually the National White House Climate Advisor. Good morning. How are you?
So great. Good to be with you.
Thank you for coming through and holding it down with us here this morning on WRD. Ali, can you actually give us a little background of what you do as the climate advisor for the White House?
So I'm the White House National Climate Advisor, point guard in a way for some of our climate work here in the United States, meaning my job is to make sure the ball keeps moving across our agencies. We're bringing everybody in to being a partner with the private sector, with labor, with industry, to get the clean energy built and tap into as much of the economic opportunity as we can in taking on the climate crisis.
I love that. So, Ali, I kind of want to jump right into it, especially because you're doing the job that people want. So when it comes down to climate action, right, one of the biggest things is bringing in more green jobs. And that was something under the Biden administration that was talked about a lot, green jobs. But a lot of those jobs will be replacing union jobs. So people have concern as if, will this green jobs held the same weight as union jobs, and will they be recognized as union jobs as well?
So, look, President Biden and Vice President Harris believe so firmly that unions are key to our economic competitiveness and they're key to building out the clean energy economy. So, actually, when you look at the 250,000 energy jobs that were created last year, with clean energy jobs growing twice as fast as the rest of the sector, clean energy jobs are actually twice as likely to be union jobs as the rest of the private sector. And you see it in places like York, Pennsylvania, where machinists, members of the union, are helping build hydropower. You see it now in Pittsburgh with steel workers who are making the batteries for our grid and for our vehicles. You see it with the electricians all across Pennsylvania who are helping us wire into a clean energy future. So I believe firmly that the president and Vice President Harris have actually accelerated us not only on clean energy jobs, but on clean energy union jobs over the last 3.5 years.
Thank you for that answer. And that makes me want to go into my next question, which is about the Inflation Reduction Act. So it was passed under the Biden administration, and the Biden administration is about to end, come to an end. And how would you say the progress was how would you say the progress was made based on what was passed with the induction with the Inflation Reduction Act?
It's been a massive deal for the US economy. It's been a chance not only for us to get back in the game and in the lead on tackling climate change, but it's in fact sparked a manufacturing renaissance across the country. Think about this, $900 billion of private sector money has been invested in US clean energy manufacturing since the Inflation Reduction Act was passed. Four times more solar manufacturing capacity now because of that bill. 15 gigafactories of batteries announced or now under operation because of that bill. 100 gigawatts of clean energy. That's enough to power 25 million homes installed just under the Biden-Harris administration. So, what the IRA has done has been to bend the cost of energy, lower cost for consumers. It's created hundreds of thousands of jobs. And what it's done is really unprecedented in terms of all of these technologies that were invented in America for so long were being manufactured somewhere else. thanks to President Biden, Vice President Harris's Inflation Reduction Act, those technologies are now being made in America.
And that's one thing that you're right now, you're technically talking to a lot of residents who are from the Philadelphia area and Chester area as well. And when it comes down to those technologies that you talked about, that's something we're looking forward to because our new administration is pushing for a greener, safer Philadelphia. And right now in the city of Philadelphia, we're dealing with a lot of environmental injustice issues. So when it comes down to the continuous conversation surrounding environmental justice issues, how do you see your administration talking about it as you're exiting out the, exiting out of your term?
President Biden signed this executive order a couple of years ago on environmental justice, the first time we'd really raised our ambition in this space in several decades. And what's really, I think, remarkable about the Biden-Harris approach to environmental justice is that it's not just about making sure we don't screw up going forward. It's also about looking backwards and fixing all of the mistakes we've made in the past. So those lead pipes that litter our communities, especially Black and Brown communities, the president and vice president have set a goal to get all of those lead pipes out within a decade. The racist transportation policy that drove highways through the middle of neighborhoods, we're now finally investing in reconnecting those neighborhoods. If you think about climate change and its impacts, we know this intuitively. It impacts lower income and Black and Brown communities disproportionately. Folks who live in redlined neighborhoods, places that are the product of a historically racist housing policy, those places are literally hotter today because there's more pavement and fewer trees. We're planting trees in those communities. So I think justice, the work of justice, the work of repair, and the work of delivering economic opportunity has been at the heart of the EJ work in this administration. And I think President Biden, Vice President Harris have made a really strong economic case for continuing to ramp up the ambition in this space.
For sure. And speaking of, at the heart of young people, they are screaming to the top of their lungs when it comes down to climate action, environmental justice, sustainability. They want to see something done, in order to have a greener, safer future. So when it comes down to getting young people involved, specifically with the Biden administration, how would you say the Biden administration got the next generation of leaders involved when it comes down to climate action and sustainability?
You know, what's remarkable about young people is they have all the reason in the world to be despondent, to be hopeless, to be really, really angry about the situation with climate change, the sky turning orange, the smoke they have to breathe into their lungs, the push alerts on their phones about hurricanes and floods. But what we're seeing instead from young people is them stepping up in a big way and in a hopeful way to join the clean energy workforce and be for the solutions. And one place where I've seen that so profoundly is President Biden and Vice President Harris launched an American Climate Corps. And we've seen thousands of young people raise their hands and join the American Climate Corps. We just got the website launched to enlist people on Earth Day this year. And as of this week, we have 15,000 young people on the ground doing the work and learning how to be effective, impactful, long-term members of the clean energy and climate workforce.
Thank you. Thank you. And for those who are just tuning in, again, you're listening to Ali Zaidi, who is the White House National Climate Advisor. Ali, I have about two more questions for you before you exit today. Thank you again for rocking out with us here on Eco Word 900 AM WRD 96.1 Word Radio. And Ali, my next question is really for the low-income families, right? When it comes down to energy costs, you see a lot of low-income families struggling when it comes to heat, when it comes to air, just when it comes to gas and gas, their gas bills in general, and 9 times out of 10 their electricity bills as well. So what would you say that your administration has done and will continue to do even, once your administration is done after, November 5th?
You know, the Inflation Reduction Act puts in place tax incentives for the next decade. And just last year, we had 3.5 million Americans use those Biden-Harris tax credits to retrofit their homes, get better efficiency, better appliances, solar on their roofs. And that's saving them hundreds and thousands of bucks a year. In rural America, and by the way, rural America includes big parts of Pennsylvania, we have made the largest investment in rural cooperatives since FDR. I went to one rural cooperative with the president where they're reducing energy bills by 40% thanks to the Biden-Harris investments. And then we've launched this rebate program, which really offers, in some ways, a whole home upgrade. And that is being stood up, fully funded, and really, I think, easy to use. So through the weatherization and rebate program, through the rural cooperative program, and of course, through the Biden-Harris clean energy tax credits, American families are saving hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars on their energy bills because of these investments. And by the way, investing in clean energy on the grid helps the grid deliver electricity that is cheaper. And that's something we're doing in a big way.
Thank you for that. And I want to get in a quick EPA question, specifically for people who are listening who have a lot of questions surrounding the EPA. When it comes down to just policies that are impacting climate change, on water quality, can you talk to us a little bit about that if you know any information?
Yeah, look, this Environmental Protection Agency under the Biden-Harris administration has set the nation's first ever standard for drinking water and PFAS. That's the forever chemicals that we know cause cancer, getting those chemicals out of our water. It's an EPA that is updating our lead and copper rule to make sure that we get those lead pipes out within the next decade. The EPA is making massive investments in cleaning up water through the through regional grants in places like the Great Lakes, $1 billion invested to clean up that critical set of water bodies, but also investments into the water and wastewater treatment facilities which we know have been underfunded and disinvested in. We've made a $50 billion investment through the EPA into those bodies. So whether it's standard setting or it's holding polluters accountable or it's making investments in critical infrastructure, our EPA under President Biden, Vice President Harris, has been doing the hard work, and that's good work.
And that's also holding people accountable who are doing a lot of transportation as far as transporting on water as well. Would that does that go into that go into the conversation you're having?
Transporting the water as part of the utilities, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And Ali, again, I appreciate you rocking out with us here on WRD. And my last question is just simply any updates, you know, when it comes down to climate change, climate action. The people are listening and they're always looking for updates and just information that you can provide for us, specifically because we're in election season and people are in a little limbo right now. So anything that you can add will be great.
Word. Well, look, I can't speak to the election or campaigns because I'm here in my official capacity. But what I'll say is this: the leadership that people sent to Washington 4 years ago, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, have successfully doubled the pace of pulling out carbon pollution out of our economy. They have doubled the pace of deploying solar and wind. We have built massive new clean energy infrastructure, as well as sparked a manufacturing renaissance in clean energy. And all of that to me, whether it's our work here at home or our restored leadership around the world, all of that to me shows, it demonstrates the power of leadership and ultimately the power of the American people. Showing up and sending a very clear signal to Washington of what they prioritize and what they want to get done. And I think right now in the country, it is very clear folks want investment in the clean energy economy, and they recognize that's linked inextricably to the important and essential work of rebuilding the American middle class. We can do both of these things. We are doing both of these things. We have the tools, we have the policies. We just need to keep at it with the hard work.
Yes, and I appreciate you again. You're listening to Ali Zaidi, the White House National Climate Advisor. Ali, can you please tell people how they can find more information specifically about the induction reflation? I keep getting tongue-tied. The inflation reduction, inflation. And I did it again. I apologize.
It's
Can you
all
help me?
good.
Inflation Reduction Act, Ali. My apology. I'm trying to say 10 different things at one time, but the Inflation Reduction Act, as well as if they can get some information of how to get to your website and things like that.
So the way to find out more is to go to cleanenergy.gov, cleanenergy.gov. And when you get on there, you can see all of the rebates and incentives, all the tools that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have delivered into the hands of the American people so that they can take control of their energy future, cut their bills, and cut emissions at the same time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great morning and definitely have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks so much.
No doubt. Thank you.